It's Friday, July 1st, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Christians around the world are sometimes persecuted by the mob, sometimes by the government, and sometimes by a collusion of both. Christians in India have been attacked by Hindu extremists, and now the police are threatening to fine the Christians for being the subjects of the attacks. According to Christian News, a group of 25 Christians were told to worship the god Ram or be burned to death. The Christians refused and were tied up, beaten, and hung upside down. I'm reminded of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who refused to bow down to the false god of their day. The three young men said to the king in Daniel 3:17-18, "If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." They would not bend, they would not bow, and they would not burn. The Iraqis and Americans participated in an airstrike from Tuesday through Wednesday that killed over 200 ISIS fighters and over 100 army vehicles. The massive blow comes to the Islamic State after they were defeated in Fallujah, Iraq, one of their major strongholds. Another terror attack in Afghanistan resulted in at least 40 deaths, mostly police officials. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. The latest Fox poll puts Hillary Clinton ahead of Donald Trump by 6 points. Other polls have Clinton's lead in the double digits. The United Methodists continue to tolerate homosexual clergy by inaction. According to a report from Christian Headlines, the New York Annual Conference has ordained or commissioned at least 4 open homosexuals, and 2 more jurisdictions are considering 3 more open homosexuals for the office of bishop. The Western and North Central jurisdictions appear to be most eager to